actually just kill me.
It's 10:21 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this January 29th. Boys, girls, and in-betweeners, how the hell are you? It's your host, Michael, Gamers with Controllers, just dropping by to give my 411 on the latest episode of The Last of Us, Episode 3. Wow, is all I have to say. I mean, I'm all for love stories, and even if it's some man-on-man love story action, this hits right in the chest. It's full of feels, and Nick Opperman, who most people would know from Parks and Rec, who is a talented actor, who at first I thought was only, how do we even say this, like, he's just monochromatic in his acting abilities, has really displayed his acting chops. I am very blown away at this man's skill set. Even when it comes to man-on-man action. You know, some people like it, some people don't. Different strokes for different folks, but wow. Just hands down, wow. I mean, they did it tastefully where it's just man meets another man in an apocalyptic situation. Had no clue that man was gay until he meets the right guy. And so on and so forth. But it gives depth to his backstory, which I wish they had given in the game, but, you know, no one was really thinking about that per se while Naughty Dog was making said game. I believe it was Naughty Dog. Correct me if I'm wrong, I'm just, you know, I'm going off of the hour and 13 minute episode that I just sat through for The Last of Us Episode 3 Season 1. Holy shit is all I have to say. You have to watch it. Just sit there and enjoy it. And, you know, it's no bros as far as, you know, love stories go, but it is tastefully done, not disgusting and raunchy or whatever. It's just well written. Kudos to the writers who wrote this masterpiece of an episode. I am very, very elated. I mean, it's almost on the lines of The Walking Dead Season 1 through 3, where you actually give a shit about the characters and their backstories and how things play out and all that other good stuff. Very impressed. Bravo to you and HBO Max for putting out such a good piece of fiction. Pedro Pascal still holding it down with his Rules and Regulations of the Road, you know, and poor Ellie just trying to get by, and, you know, I think the funniest thing was she found some tampons and couldn't be happier, because, you know, you need tampons in the apocalypse, just like you need toilet paper and deodorant. So, that was just my drop-off of some information, and I'll be chiming in with some video game goodness in the next couple of weeks. I want to hear what you guys are playing, whether it's with yourselves or with others or whatever console you're on. A lot of my friends are on the Steam Deck and loving it because emulation, and why pay for shit? For those who are actually dropping dollars and paying for games, good for you. Without your monies and contributions, these gaming companies wouldn't put out the works of art that they put out. Just want to let you know that if you haven't picked it up last week on Friday, Dead Space, the remake has dropped. And if you want to get your life scared out of you, go please play this sci-fi game with Isaac and the monsters that be. I'm still wrapped up currently in Callisto Protocol because I can't beat this two-headed fucking monster that constantly kills me. And I really wish that they would have a faster way of changing out weapons in the game other than running for dear life, hoping to God that you don't get murked by a monster waiting in the darkness. So, with that being said and done, this is your host Michael with Gamers with Controllers. We're going to punch out. See you next week.